The Ticking Can Only Mean 3-Minute Fiction. That's our writing contest where we ask you for your original fiction that can be read in about 3 minutes. In this round, we received 4,000 stories. And as we go through them, we'll read excerpts from some of those stories. This time, the challenge from our judge, the novelist Brad Meltzer, was to write a story revolving around a U.S. president, fictional or real. Here's what listener Fiona Von Siemens of Los Angeles came up with.
"Do it again, Daddy," the president's children screamed as soon as they could catch their breaths from laughing. This was what Christmas was about, what America was about. A dad sticking a pea up his nose and blowing it across the table to entertain his kids. It was like something out of a Norman Rockwell painting. Roasted goose, mashed potatoes, and peas. His heart swelled to think of himself doing this for his kids and how they would remember it for the rest of their lives. They would, in turn, do it for their children, his grandchildren. Tonight, he wasn't Mr. President. He was Funny Daddy. He looked on in pride and mirth as his children tried to stick peas up their noses and blow them out. Their cute little noses were too small for the peas to fit properly. They'd have to wait until they were older. There was no choice but to do the trick again.
That's our Susan Stamberg reading an excerpt from the story No Downtime by Fiona Von Siemens of Los Angeles, one of nearly 4,000 submissions we received this round of our 3-Minute Fiction Contest. The winning story will be read in full, and we'll invite the author onto the program. And this time, we've partnered up with the Paris Review, which will also publish that story. You can read the full version of Fiona's submission and find many other standouts by going to our 3-Minute Fiction Facebook page or npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. And that's 3-Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces.